covering the crew all season long on WTMJ. It's Brewers Extra Innings. Now live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios in downtown Milwaukee at The Avenue. Here is your host, Dominic Cotroneo.
Hey, right when you're worried and you're thinking things aren't going right, Brewers find a way, come from behind victory, 5-4 over the Tigers. They win the series and will go for a sweep tomorrow. Welcome in. I'm Dominic Cotroneo. Craig Kishon is here as well. Whew. Wow. What a game for the Brewers when they really needed to pick up Freddy Peralta. Don't worry, we'll have plenty of conversation about Freddy Peralta today. But let's just start with the fact, Craig, that the Brewers, once again, showing off their versatile, dynamic offense with the ability to score without the need of a home run. It's quite a stretch without a home run right now that they've won a game. Reese hit a home run, of course, in Philly. But once again, they don't need it, right? They don't need to hit home runs. And 1-9, everybody's a threat. Today, the hero is Jackson Churio, and then the bullpen really helped slam the door. But from an offensive perspective, the dynamic offense comes through again. Seems like we don't have Craig once again here. We'll get all that squared away here. But the thought for the Brewers today, yesterday they had such a great day with runners in scoring position, right? And today they just go 3-for-12. And now I think we got Craig. Let's try it again. I mean, the dynamic offense, right, Craig, of just, yes, a pedestrian day with runners in scoring position, but don't need to hit a home run. There was only one extra base hit, and it belonged to Churio in the biggest moment.
Yeah, you got me here, Dom?
I got you, buddy.
All right, just double-checking. Hey, here's the thing. Like, we're all baseball lovers, and longtime fans, we get this, and we cover the sport for forever. Look, the home run's sexy, right? I mean, and the home run's also the mistake pitch. So put it all together. You don't need to have all of that right now. You just need to have an offense that's clicking. And I can't remember the last time that we saw a Brewer offense like this that's been clicking like it has really all season. I mean, you know, you look at Reese Hoskins and say, he's the only guy that's in double-digit home runs right now, and it's at 10, and we're through the first week of June. I mean, that's saying a lot right there to where this offense is just being able to, you know, put the ball in play, put the ball in the gap, put the ball down the line, bunt, whatever it takes, steal bases. And it's been really fun to watch. I think my point is, the home run it's great to watch. It's really exciting. But I think the brand of baseball they're playing right now is at least equal to that, if not more, when you're talking about a first-place team.
When you look at what the Brewers – I mean, there was no panic. They're down by a run in the sixth inning, and at this point they had not hit an extra base hit yet. All seven hits were singles, and five of them were infield singles, mind you. And – there was no panic. There was no doubt that they were going to find a way in this game. Quite frankly, in years past, that would not have been the case. It would have been home run or bust. And in a big ballpark like Detroit, like I remember 2 years ago, the last time the Brewers were in Detroit, they lost a series to the Tigers in a similar fashion where they're like, well, the home run didn't happen. They lost the game like 2-1 and 1-0. I'm pulling it up right now, but like this is exactly what I'm talking about. Finding multiple ways that even when the home runs aren't there, they're able to get it done. This is a different feeling for a lot of Brewers fans right now.
Well, I also think the era that you're talking about, Dom, which is fairly recent, but I mean, it's still a different era than the team we're talking about here right now in 2024. They depended on home runs for major run production that they may not have admitted to it all the time, but it was still about the home run. And this team is capable of hitting home runs, but they also know more than anybody else that they don't need to do it here right now. So, yes, think about it. You're talking about a 2 or 3 year, comparison in gaps here. So it's like I said, I'll take this team right now because they have the ability to come from behind when they're down you know, 3-1, 4-1 early and not panic, you know, just do their thing and come back and win the game and play your game the way you know how to and be smart about it.
Let's talk about Jackson Churio here, because look, we've kind of piled it on him at times of like, he's not ready, but he's learning. There were two things that jumped out to me that had nothing to do with the double today. Number one, in the third inning, he reaches on an infield hit with two strikes, busting his tail up the line. And then in the fifth, him busting his tail up the line forces a throwing error from Javi Baez. Now, nothing came of that in the fifth inning for the Brewers. But both of those cases, he was leading off the inning for the Brewers. And he's sniffing a hit. And he's, you know, speed is one of his most, you know, prominent tools. For him to show that off, I thought was a message sent instantly.
Well, it is, because, you know, I mean, you know the old adage. I mean, you're putting pressure not only on the pitcher, but you're putting pressure on really the entire defense. And if you're just in the infield and this guy's batting, you don't know if that pressure is going to come on the third baseman, the shortstop, the first baseman, the pitcher, the catcher. This is what he's capable of doing. And sometimes it's not by design, you know what I'm saying, Dom? But the bottom line is, because of his speed, he can take advantage of all of this. And it's just, you know, making contact and make you get this guy out. And at times, it's a major, major challenge. And today, thankfully, especially the way it turned out, and I think all those cases, I think it just mounted to his big hit that he had later in the game.
Yeah, big two-run double with two outs in the sixth inning, scoring Perkins from first to give the Brewers a lead, which would be the final score, 5-4. Brewers Extra Innings is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. With a local Milwaukee team, Fifth Third Bank also knows how to hit it out of the park. They've been serving businesses in the area for nearly 15 years, offering industry-specific expertise and local decision-making capabilities to help your business succeed. It's commercial banking value that only Fifth Third can deliver. Fifth Third Bank, National Association member FDIC. We got a shorter show today. We're only going till 7:30 tonight. We're talking to pitching up next with Craig after this on WTMJ.
This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ.
Brewers get the win 5-4 over the Tigers. They've won the series. I'm Dominic Catronio with Craig Kishon. 855-616-1620. 855-616-1620 is the phone number. A couple of texts here. They got smacked in the face in Philly. Sometimes that's good for a team. Remember when we won 9 straight after getting swept in L.A. last year? That one from Mark in California. I agree entirely. Great call there, Mark. This one from Doug. Bullpen does it again, but they have to get more innings from Peralta. This is a concern. And just when you think Churio is down, he says no, no. All right. So let's talk about the bullpen. Let's talk about the good and the bad. Let's start with the good and the pitching overall here. The bullpen, once again, fantastic. I got a player of the game poll up right now, and I just kind of lumped all the bullpen together here, Craig. They are winning the poll with over half the vote right now. 5 2/3, one hit, no runs, 8 strikeouts. In this series, they've now thrown 6 2/3 innings and 8 strikeouts and no runs. This is ridiculous, and it's not normal to just sprinkle pixie dust and say, all right, you're a great high-leverage reliever now, and that's what the Brewers have been doing lately.
You know what? Here's the thing, and I get it. Like you're saying, like, I can't believe we're still talking about this. And so I say to you, Dom, I don't know what else to say at this point, because I am stunned that this storyline is still going on, not just as a storyline, but as a headliner, how good this bullpen is right now. And I mean, look at this week on the road trip alone. I don't know exactly what the number is, but it seems like every transaction that has gone on with this team, it has something to do with the bullpen. And yet the bullpen comes out and saves the day. Not only saves the day before the fourth inning, before the fifth inning, but they're saving the game at the end of the game as well. So I don't know what else to say. This has just been, it is abnormally beautiful, if that's a phrase, we can coin it now.
Let's talk about the unit that was used today, okay? Jared Koenig earns the win after he came in to try to keep things tight when Freddy Peralta struggled. Look, his travels have been well documented. Indy ball, Australia, New Zealand, independent leagues. He's been with the Padres. He's been with the A's. He's been with the White Sox. The Brewers signed him as a free agent November 20th of this offseason. Anoli Paredes, he was an Astro for a long time, was a free agent. They decided to release him after he was struggling to find command in 2022 and 2023. Brewers signed him on November 21st, a day after they signed Jared Koenig. They make the trade for Brian Hudson on January 3rd when he was a roster crunch for Yoshinobu Yamamoto. So he was DFA'd by the Dodgers, understanding that hopefully they could find a trade partner. Yoel Piamps was just snuck into the deal for William Contreras from the Oakland A's with the Esteban Ruiz going to Oakland. He's been claimed off waivers five different times in his career by five different teams. Trevor McGill was DFA'd by the Twins last year. This team has incredible ability to scout, find diamonds in the rough, and you have to give kudos to the scouts who identify this, to everybody in the pitching lab, and to Matt Arnold, because it goes top to bottom. This entire bullpen today were reclamation projects that the Brewers have made high leverage picks.
Yeah, and you know, you think about this too. All of those pitchers you mentioned, we've got one, two, three, four, five of them, all in relief of Freddy Peralta, and all of the things that Matt Arnold and his staff and the scouting department looks for, to find it collectively and then to bring those guys in here basically all about the same time and then hand it over to the coaching staff and developmental crew that just says, do something with these guys because they've got it. They've got what it takes to be who we are right now. And it's not just to be a Milwaukee Brewer, but it's just to be who we are right now with our philosophy and our staff. To do this, though, collectively, we're not talking about one guy at a time that's shining. We're talking about pretty much the entire bullpen. And tonight, just to be specific, we're talking about five guys that came in out of the bullpen. And yes, we talk about this almost every night, four or five guys that come in out of the bullpen and shine. But it is pretty remarkable, though, when you think about it that way, that most teams right now would be lucky if they're gonna parade five guys out like the Brewers had to today out of the bullpen to get two, maybe three, to perform at a high level. But to combine for all five of these guys collectively to basically not give up anything, pretty phenomenal.
Really phenomenal. Now, let's turn the page here quickly to talk about Freddy. Freddy has not pitched like an ace over his last couple of outings. And today was really the sort of, man, what is going on? The velo was down. The command was all over the place. He insisted to the media after today's game that his health is fine. He did not execute, which kudos to him for wearing it on the shoulder like he is. And he had that good little stretch there after the, you know, against Miami, against Chicago, where he only allowed one run working into the sixth and into the seventh inning. But now the walks showed their ugly head again today, walking five, never getting in sync. This is something that, quite frankly, just as a one, the Brewers can't afford when Freddie can't get through four innings because of the way that their bullpen has been used. Nobody has had fewer innings from their starters and more innings out of their relief pen. So I look to Freddie and say, all right, man, this has to be the turning point because you are the one on this team.
Well, I mean, let me ask you this, Dom. How bad timing is it for him to have one of his worst outings considering what we just saw yesterday out of Myers? I mean, I'm just going to throw that back your way because I'd love to know what your take is on that.
Yeah, I mean, look, Freddie pitched today, quite frankly, like he was trying to locate, and he did not have confidence in his fastball because the velo was not there. And the thing that, you know, when I look at with Freddie, it was just sloppy pitches at times. And I know Freddie knows that he can pitch better than he pitched today. Look, with all due respect to Javi Baez, don't throw him a strike. And he threw him strikes. He was missing command, missing down the middle to Javi Baez. You don't need to throw strikes to him. That's when you know he's not sharp. And that's why I'm like, okay, this has to be the moment you go back to the drawing board, because with the off day on Thursday, he's going to get another extra day off. He is going to get the next outing be on Friday next week against the Reds. The Reds are white hot right now. They need Freddie to be on his game like he was last year against the Reds at this time of year to get going on track again.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think I don't want to say this, but it almost at times seemed like he was trying to be too cute, too perfect, and he's not in a groove for that here right now. He has struggled as of late, and he can't go out there and throw 3 1/3 innings and have 5 walks and expect his club to win. I mean, he's got to feel individually. I'm glad he wore it. You know, he said it after the game. And so that's good. But what's better is to get out there and get it done, because that's what he's here to do. I think we all know that Freddie has the ability to do that and will come back and do that. But I'm just here to say, I don't care how long anybody's been around in the league, sometimes everybody needs a blow, and sometimes it's a mental blow just to take a step back. And you know, if that's the extra day's rest, if it's, you know, pitching on 6 days rest, whatever the case may be, give that to yourself. And I think the Brewers are wise enough to do whatever they can to make that happen. But he's physically, unless something comes out of this that we don't know about, Dom, I think he's just got to mentally bring it all together.
I also just want to close a note here. On July 6th last year, he had a 4.70 ERA. He was struggling. He was walking guys. He was giving up homers. Then it was a start against the Reds on July 15th out of the All-Star break in Cincinnati that he got things going. And then over his last, 13 starts or so, he had a sub-3 ERA. We know he can turn it around in the season, and I think now it's on himself and on the Brewers brass to say, you know you're capable of this. Let's see it.
Yeah. You know what? It's not a bad thing to be down this road before, because you'll learn a little bit from it. The fact that he's in it right now, all right, let's break out of it. You have been down this road before, and you know there's so much more in there, and this is still going to be quite a finish here to the season, not only for him, but everybody else. So it's got to be put all the stuff behind that maybe you made too individual about yourself, and let's turn it around and make it about the team here right now.
I agree. All right, one more quick segment with Craig Kishon, then we'll come back talking about taking a blow and taking a breather. There's a couple guys that might use one tomorrow. We'll talk about that next on WTMJ.
This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ.
Brewers Extra Innings is also brought to you in part by Sider Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical. If your AC unit is more than 10 years old, right now through June 15th, so 1 week left, Sider Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical can save you $1,500 on a new unit. Visit Sider, SEIDER.com to schedule an appointment today. That's Sider Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical. All right, one more quick segment here with Craig Kishon. We're only going to the bottom of the hour here tonight. I'm Dominic Catronio. Okay, let's talk about this again. William Contreras and Willy Adames, they have set a fun media guide record today with the most consecutive games started by a pair of teammates in Brewers history. They have not had a day off this season. Willy is 0 for his last 19, and William, really since the start of that Astros series, is really struggling. He's only hitting .213 over his last 89 at-bats with a .255 on base. I know they're facing a lefty tomorrow. I know Tarek Skubal is really tough to beat. It might be the day. It is time. These guys need a day.
Yeah, I think you have to go back to Wednesday's original lineup. Was it Wednesday, Dom? Am I right?
Last those Sunday, two out last and they Sunday against away? The White Sox.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I agree. We've talked about this all week, and it's just time. They've got it. Like I love how you term this the media guide thing, little record and all that kind of stuff. And I know it's meaningful to these guys, but I mean, now it's like, what's more meaningful is you know, getting the blow that you need here right now and taking a day off, that could be more beneficial not only to yourself, but the team here right now. So it'll be interesting to see what Murph comes up with for tomorrow. But I would be fully on board with giving those two guys at least the start of the game off, not in a starting role, and just saying, you know what, it's been a good trip. You know what, these guys played their rear ends off, even though they got swept by Philly. Those were great games. They've done a great job the last 2 days against Detroit. And go out with the rest of your teammates and trust them. And you don't necessarily have to talk your way back in on Sunday and be ready to go and when you get back on Monday night when Toronto comes to town.
I agree. I think, look, it's a gravy day tomorrow. It's really tough to get sweeps. And you know what? You never know. Maybe Gary as the catcher, and maybe you put in just a full righty lineup as much as you can and just say, look, Ortiz plays it short. You buck the trend and put Monasterio at third, and you keep Terang in there against the lefty. But it's just like, look, let's give it a shot. Just take a day. We got your back. You've covered us for so long. It's no big deal. Let me get real quick as I let you go here on this, Craig. This was an interesting tweet just now from Kurt Hogue in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. When Jackson Chourio hit that go-ahead double, we talked about how back and forth, like, what are they going to do? What is their plan with him? The decision to leave him in there late against a tough right-handed reliever. This is the quote from Pat Murphy. That was a decision that nobody sees. It's because you're trying to nurture this kid into, we believe in you, but you got to keep doing things that keep you on the field. Use your talents, and you got to know baseball, so you can't go up there free swinging. You got to go up there understanding what you're looking for, and that's just what? Inside, that is a little victory in my mind. So see, that was a little mini challenge they lopped Chourio to get the job done there with runners on the corners and two outs against a tough righty. They stuck with him, and he got the job done.
I love that because it goes back to all the way to spring training when you know, the big question was, is he going to make the big league roster or not for opening day? And if he does, how are you going to handle him once the season begins? And I think the biggest thing, Dom, that we kept hearing day after day after day was he's got a great support staff. We don't want to put him in position to fail. We want to put him in a position to succeed. But sometimes you have to live through the bad times in order to succeed. And I think challenges like that come about. And they don't come about with every single at-bat of every single game. But tonight, I think Murph is saying, this was a test. And you know what? Sometimes you pass them, sometimes you don't. And how are you going to? What are you going to learn from that? And when you succeed like you did today, there's going to be different values put on what you learn from that. And only Jackson will know that. Only the staff will know that. But I just love the fact that they put him in a position where he had a chance to succeed, and boom, he did it tonight.
And these are little things that you stack and that hopefully in a year's time you're sitting here saying, wow, I'm glad they gave him a chance to fail in the big leagues. Kind of like what we're saying right now about Bryce Durant. Kind of like what we're saying right now about Blake Perkins. Kind of like what we're saying right now about so many players over the years that once they get their feet wet, they generally get the job done. And he's only 20. He's 20 years old. We'll have another show tomorrow, but you will not be on it, Craig. Appreciate your insight as always, my friend. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll holler at you next week.
All right. Sounds great, Tom. Thank you.
Craig Kishon here on WTMJ. We talked about the skipper. We'll hear from him up next. Pat Murphy on WTMJ on Brewers Extra Innings, a victorious one. 5-4 the final over the Tigers on WTMJ. Brewers win. They've won the series. They'll go for the sweep against the Tigers tomorrow. I'm Dominic Catronio. 5-4 was the final. Pat Murphy spoke to the media a moment ago. Here's what he had to say.
Jackson's been, if you've watched his last month, you know, he hasn't got to play every day, but he's helped us win a bunch of times, and today was no exception. I mean, it was a huge hit at a huge time. Was it two outs? Yeah. Yeah. And
he had the three-run homer on Sunday against the boys.
Exactly.
What do you like best about him in the last month? What's he been doing better?
I mean, he's got a better approach at the plate, and I think he's got a little confidence. He doesn't feel the pressure that he felt early, and I think he's, you know, swinging the strikes. He's got a great swing when he swings the strikes.
And is that the approach that you're talking about, that he's more disciplined?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course.
Murph, that's a spot where you pinch hit for him a lot this year, late in game, righty up there. Mm-hmm. You got a couple lefties on the bench. What gave you the confidence, or just what went into the decision to leave, stick with him there?
Yeah, it's kind of. I mean, for you, that's a super, super insightful question about this game today. You know what I mean? I was being facetious. No, but I was being facetious. But that's a really astute comment, because that was the decision that nobody, but maybe if you follow the team close, sees. And it was because you're trying to nurture this kid into we believe in you, you know, but you've got to keep doing the things that keep you on the field. Use your talents, and you got to know baseball. So you can't go up there free swinging. You got to go up there understanding what you're looking for. And that's what just, you know, inside, that's my little victory in my mind, you know? Great question.
Is it almost that he's had to, I don't know if earn's the right word, but earn the chance to come through in that right spot when
I think
you have
so.
Other options there?
I think so. Some of them are not good matchups, and that wasn't a great one either. But I said at this point in the game, sixth inning, whatever it was, I'm staying with him.
So earlier in the season, you said you could see him pressing. Would you talk to him? And if you did, what would you tell him in terms of?
He's got to relax, and he's got to swing at strikes. It's something he's got to get used to. He's got to go through it, and he's got to understand, I got to practice this, and I got to take balls and swing at strikes. And of course. He gets the message most when he doesn't see his name in the lineup. You know, that's the message.
What do you make of these last two starts from Freddie, with the two strike misses specifically?
Yeah, exactly. He's not himself 100%. We expect so much. I mean, is he close to the top in the league in strikeouts? And, you know, he's trying to, with our pitching situation, with all the injuries and all the guys we've lost, and he's the only name that anybody knows. So he carries around a lot of pressure to live up to that. And I think he's kind of lost himself a little bit in what makes him great. And I think all what's going on in his mind, all the pressure and all the responsibility he feels, I think it's not as surprising as you think. You go through 35 starts, you're going to have a couple where there's a blip on the screen. He still survived. You know, he's still, you know, pitch four innings and gave us a chance to win.
Do you think
he gave him a chance to win? And it wasn't pretty. It was marginal. He left trailing, obviously, but same thing as last year, like we talked about. 4.70 ERA in July last year, and then he turned it around and had it sub four by the end of the season. So maybe he's just a second half pitcher, and maybe he just needs to see the Reds to get himself fired up, like we'll see next weekend. Up next, highlights from this one, then we'll get ready to say goodnight. Brewers win 5-4 over the Tigers on 620 WTMJ.
This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ. Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Brewers and Tigers, game two of a three-game set. Former number one overall pick Casey Mize getting the ball for the Tigers up against Freddy Peralta for the Brewers. This one started out well for the crew, pretty much exactly how you draw it up. A leadoff walk from Terang. Got to second on a balk, and on the very next pitch, Yelly comes through.
A balk was called, so Terang is at second base. And a 1-1 count here on Yelich, a ground ball through the right side and into right field for a base hit. Around third is Terang. He will score. Yelich drives in the first run of this game. It's 1-0 Brewers.
Huge moment. Yelich's hitting over 400, by the way, with runners in scoring position this season. Freddie, though, did not have his A game today. He allowed an RBI single in the bottom of the first. He had a pair of walks. He threw 34 pitches in the first inning, kind of reminiscent of what he did against the White Sox last Sunday. Then he allowed three more runs in the second inning, thanks to RBIs from Carson Kelly and Mark Canha and a throwing error from Sal Frelick. The Brewers blink, and they're down 4-1. They got back on track, though, in the third inning. It all started with an infield hit from Jackson Churia. Terang slapped a single through the left side. Contreras got lucky. He reached on a collision in right field and ended up in an E4, and Colt Keith had to exit the game, and Yelly was opportunistic.
First pitch. popped into left field. This should be deep enough to get the runner home. Over towards the line goes Malloy to make the catch. And tagging from third is Churio. He'll score. Coming over to third and just getting in safely is Terang with great base running. Also, Contreras follows him. He goes to second base. Everybody advances on a sacrifice fly by Christian Yelich that makes it 4-2.
Josh Maurer on the call, and that base running was significant because Willy Adames would ground out on the next pitch, but that would produce another run, and that made it a one-run game. Bryce Terang had himself another great day in Detroit. Two more hits, two runs scored as well. But the big moment came in the sixth inning with the Brewers bullpen keeping the Tigers at bay. It all began with a leadoff walk to Reese Hoskins. With one out, Ortiz singled the other way. That put men on first and second. Perkins bounced into a fielder's choice, and that moved men on the corners. With two outs for Jackson Churio, facing a tough righty in Shelby Miller.
Here's the 0-1. Jackson, a liner into left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Hoskins trots home. Perkins being waved around third. Here's the relay to the plate, and Perkins in there safely. Jackson Churio, the rookie, comes through, and the Brewers take the lead. It's 5-4 in the sixth.
Lane Grindle's call as the Brewers rely on the Wonder Kid, 20 years young, to get the job done, a clutch extra base hit, and the Brewers take the lead. Then the bullpen took it from there. Koenig threw an inning in two-thirds, two strikeouts. Enoli Paredes threw two-thirds of an inning with a strikeout. Brian Hudson, an inning and a third, three strikeouts. Yoel Piamps in the eighth, two strikeouts, and McGill in the ninth.
A balk was... One-two pitch. Fly ball, shallow center, racing in is Perkins, calling for it. He's got it, and the Brewers have taken the series with a come-from-behind 5-4 victory here this afternoon in the Motor City.
Whew, that's how you win a series. Brewers win 5-4. We'll preview tomorrow's matchup after this on 620 WTMJ.
This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ.
What a day for the crew. So they'll go for the sweep tomorrow, but it's against the best pitcher in the American League. Well, they've already done it to Shota Imanaga in the National League. Why can't they do it to the American League's version with Tarek Skubal? He is the ERA leader in the American League as we speak. He'll be going up against right-hander Bryce Wilson for the Brewers. No opener tomorrow as well. Not as many lefties in the order for the Tigers. Skubal's got a 1.97 ERA with a 7-1 record. He has been fantastic for Detroit. That game starts at 12:40. Our coverage will begin at 12:05 with the Brewers warm-up show. That's going to do it for us here on an abbreviated version of Brewers Extra Innings. Plenty more to talk about tomorrow, hopefully, after maybe a sweep. Then the Brewers come back home for the Blue Jays and the Reds. Big thanks to our producer, Isaac Marquardt, and to Craig Kishon for joining us. I'm Dom Catronio. Until next time, keep on swinging.